Abbess Lysian kindly explained to the young mouse.
It's merely an educated name for a riddle or a puzzle.
Snowdrop continued writing.
Exactly. Now, take the letter Y. It has the same sound as the word we use when asking a question. Why? Then there's the word tome, which means a great weighty volume. But split it in half and it becomes two smaller words. Do you see?
Giddy piped up.
Of course! Tome! To me! Clever, eh?
The sister had finished writing on the wall paving.
There you have it. Read it out, please, Tyria.
The otter maid read out the curious translation.
Enigma to me. Why?
Snowdrop drained a beaker and held it out to be refilled.
Exactly. Now we can see the vanity of Sister Geminia. She's telling us that she could solve anything. An enigma to me. Why?
Abbess Lysian smiled.
She was very clever, though.
Sister Snowdrop puts aside her beaker.
Old Quelt is taking a nap right now. Just wait till he wakes up and I show him this.
Tyria was still mystified.
I don't quite understand, Sister. You found this book and translated its meaning, but how does that help me? Is there anything about Rue Lane or the Green Isle in it?
Snowdrop began leafing through the yellow pages of the ancient work, muttering to herself.
Actually, I believe there is something. Now, which page was it on? I should have inserted a marker.
She stopped at each page she came to, painstakingly inspecting it.
Ah, this is interesting. But that's not it. Oh, neither's this. I'm sorry, friends. I'll get to it sooner or later. One just can't go riffling slapdash through a work so rare and valuable as this, you know.
The onlookers began snorting and tapping their paws impatiently at the dilatory old sister. Feeling rather sorry for her, Abbess Lysian ventured a helpful suggestion.
We realise you're doing your best, Snowdrop, but it's starting to get dusky out here. Perhaps if we go inside, conditions may be more favourable for you to study.
Sister Snowdrop bobbed a small curtsy to the Abbess, with a speed which was surprising for one of her long seasons. She hopped nimbly off down the wall stairs, calling back as she hurried toward the abbey.
What a splendid idea! They'll be serving supper soon. Would one of you kindly bring the book along?
Skipper picked up the volume, watching the sprightly Snowdrop skipping up the abbey steps.
Stand on me rudder! There goes a bossy little marmon, no mistake. I wonder, would she like a servant?
Giri chuckled ruefully.
She's already hired one. Me! But we wouldn't have got this far without her.